Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. It's Friday, my favorite day of the week because I'm sitting across from the lovely and talented. How are you, Elisa?
Hey. How are you?
Great. And we have a great show planned today, thanks to all the hard effort that Elisa puts into Casual Friday. And it's an exciting day because today is Friday the 13th, and I don't care. And there you go. How do you like that?
Well, it's a good thing you don't care.
Why?
Do you know why?
No.
Because
why?
There are going to be two other Friday the 13th this year.
So there's going to be three Friday the 13th this year.
Yes.
Three chances for someone to fall off a ladder and kill a black cat as they hit the ground.
Yes.
That's awesome. What is it? Is that common? Are there lots of years? Every year have just one or multiple?
They can have as many as three. The last time we had three was in 2012. And then the next time will be 2026.
Oh, my God. You know what? Nostradamus said about that. Nostradamus said that the year where there's three Friday the 13th will be the end of the world. So I want everybody who's listening to the show, deed all of your property to me. and you won't have to worry about it after the world ends anyway. You're not going to need it. So cars, boats, homes, jewelry. The address here is 2908 Brownsboro Road, Suite 103, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Just deed all your belongings to me because the end of the world is here. But there you go.
Interesting.
Yeah, what the hell? All right, so aside from being Friday the 13th, tomorrow is?
Tomorrow is going to be
Valentine's Day.
The Day of Love.
The Day of Love. The only day that you should show your significant other a romantic attitude. Don't spoil them and do it day in and day out. They don't look forward to Valentine's Day if you're nice to them all year long, right? Elisa's looking at me like I'm crazy right now.
Of course we do. No. Everybody looks forward to Valentine's Day.
I'm just joking.
So I just wanted to talk about a couple things. Chocolate. A lot of people give chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Why is that? Because chocolate actually has been shown that I think it's either the theanine and or the what's the other one that I can't think of the name of it. Isn't it funny? What's the name of Ben Affleck's chocolate?
The theobromine.
Thank you.
Theobromine
actually causes the same light bulbs in the brain to light up as orgasm and love.
Okay, so there is a group, a nonprofit group out in California that's called As You Sow, S-O-W.
Okay.
And they have tested chocolate and found
heavy metals in general or just
cadmium.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Cadmium.
Okay. Cadmium.
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 Because people are getting poisoned by cadmium in artificial hips and stuff like that, I think, as well.
Lead and cadmium.
Right. In chocolate.
In chocolate, yes.
So is it the cheaper chocolate or even good chocolate?
No, it's even good chocolates. I was shocked Theo was on the list.
Oh, God, don't say that. I eat that stuff.
I know. Theo was on the list.
Right now, Kevin Richards, what's his name? Kevin Richardson, the guy from Fit Cat Chocolate?
Yes.
He's pulling his hair out because I said I eat Theo.
Oh. I'm trying to find the list here. It was Theo, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. Those are the three stick in my mind. Godiva, of course, Lindt, L-I-N-D-T.
Lindt also?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, interestingly enough, the really bad brand probably isn't on there. Hershey's isn't on there, I'll bet.
Let's see, 13 chocolate manufacturers, Godiva, Ghirardelli, Lindt, Green, Blacks, Kroger, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Earth Circle Organics, and Moonstruck, Theo, and V-O-S-G-E.
And what website is this from? You just said the name, but I just want to make sure.
As You Sow.
And you think they're a reliable source of information?
Oh, yeah. It's a nonprofit organization out in California.
How could Hershey not be on there?
Well, what they said here, Hershey, they did mention Hershey's.
Hershey's has battery acid. That's right. This has battery acid in it. No, I'm only kidding around. They don't.
Talk while I look for this.
I generally don't have anything to say, quite frankly. So it's hard for me to just talk on demand. But as, if you ask, okay, I'm still going to eat that chocolate because everyone needs a little lead and cadmium in their diet. Hey, I wonder if the Cadbury egg actually has cadmium in it.
Well, do you remember the Cadbury egg has, because of Hershey's, they have to, we talked about this
a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
they have to change their formula now because they're using too much real chocolate, apparently.
Okay, so it says here that the FDA and many states monitor the amount of cadmium, and lead in food. All Hershey's products meet all FDA and state standards, and our cocoa powder and chocolate are safe to eat.
I don't care what they say. You know what? Listen.
This includes the very strict FDA,
the same FDA that green-lighted Vioxx.
Includes the very strict Proposition 65 standards for lead and cadmium in candy and other products. But you guys have to remember that the FDA allows some levels of lead and cadmium in chocolate.
Right.
So, like I said on Facebook this morning, why do they allow any lead in our food?
I don't know. That's because they're the FDA. The good news is, and I don't know if we didn't talk about this on Casual Friday because it happened midweek, but Dr. Margaret Hamburg is stepping down as the head of the FDA. But the guy who's taking her place, and I can't think of his name right now, I posted it on Facebook the other day.
I've got that to talk about later.
Oh,
in
I'm
the
sorry.
Show. But because they're saying that he might have some issues because of his ties to Big Pharma.
Oh, he's like the Big Pharma advocate. I mean,
yeah,
he's just going to ruin
it. Yeah, they're saying
that
he might not get approved because of his ties.
Oh, come on. Wait a minute. That's right. We're going to become an honest government now. Okay. All right. I'll believe that one.
Okay,
I see
just a couple more things here. Godiva chocolate. So they use forced child labor. We've talked about in the Congo how chocolate companies use child labor to get the cacao beans.
Yeah,
and they're
cheaper.
And they use the machetes.
These kids cut their fingers off.
Right. And so
mutilating themselves while they're preparing, producing this inexpensive crop. Yeah. Yeah.
They've said that Godiva has said that they're committed to sustainable sourcing of 100% of its cacao supply by 2020. So my question is, why is it taking them until 2020?
Yeah.
Number one. And then number two, they haven't said what they're going to do about banning child labor.
Well, see, now, you ever see that movie, Thank You for Smoking, where the guy is like the publicist for the tobacco industry, so he has to put a positive spin on everything? So I'm going to be him for a second. If I was working for the chocolate industry, I'd say, look, we just need to spin this differently. Who eats the majority of chocolate? Children. So why don't we do this campaign, chocolate made by children for children?
That's a good idea.
I know. See, I'm a genius. And so they need to say, oh, it's not child labor. We have children making chocolate for other children. It's a wonderful thing.
There are other fair trade chocolate companies. So if you get a chocolate, make sure it's fair trade. There are other fair trade chocolate companies that source directly from cacao farmers like Theo, even though they do have lead in them.
Yeah, right.
They source from cacao farmers that ensure that there's fair payments, safe working conditions, and no child labor. So all Godiva has to do is join the companies that these other companies are already using.
Yeah, now if they can figure out how to get the lead and other heavy metals out of it, you know, we're good to go.
Exactly. And then one last thing, the FDA has also announced that there are traces of milk in dark chocolate. So if you have a milk allergy, beware, because these chocolate bars are not
How's the
labeled.
Milk getting in there, I wonder? I guess maybe the vats that they're making it in, they must use the same vats for the dark chocolate as they do the milk chocolate.
Maybe. Or it's like
set in side by side.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. I know everybody buys chocolate for Valentine's. I don't think, have I ever bought you chocolate for Valentine's Day? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
No, you're not a candy person at all, so that's why.
No.
Okay, so we are going to be going to Montana, Billings, Montana, to do a live remote from the All-American Pharmaceuticals facility. We're really excited about this, quite frankly. We were talking about it yesterday with them. I've never been to Montana. Have you?
No, sir.
And apparently Neither have many other people. Okay, so get this. Elise is going, you know, the population of Billings, Montana is only like 102,000 people.
Well, no, in 2013 it was 109,059. Okay. 109,059. That was 2013. So today it looks like it was 165,361.
165,000 people in this big city.
In the largest city in Montana.
So then Elisa goes to me, oh my God, how many people do you think live in the state of Montana?
Well, when I was looking, I got this directly from the U.S. Census website, the United States Census Bureau. When I looked at it, I thought, this can't be right. It's got to be like their largest city in the whole state.
So it's got to have at least 1 million people. I mean, come on, right?
In the whole state of Montana, there are, according to the stats from 2014, 1,023,519.
There's over 1 million people just in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, wait a minute. That might be 579. I can't read
my
own writing.
But it's still, it's just over 1 million people.
Yes, just over 1 million people.
In the whole state.
In the whole state.
And you said that there's 6 people for every mile.
6.8 persons per square mile. That's shocking to me. But you know, I guess Yellowstone Park is there, and I'm looking forward because I've never been to a national park like that.
There's actually 6 million buffalo in Montana.
Six million?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. So anyway, so speaking of, well, so the remote. Let's talk about that for just a few minutes.
When are we going?
We are leaving Wednesday, March 18th, and we will have the live remote that Friday, which is the 19th. No, the 20th. The 20th. So if anybody lives in that area.
So when we were talking about this, we're like, let's invite people. But then we realized nobody lives in Montana.
If there's anybody that lives in the area and wants to drive up to meet Jeff, Dr. Jeff and Carl and myself, or we could do a little meet and greet or something, because we are not going to the Arnold, we decided. So we're not going to do that meet and greet that we talked about to have at the Arnold.
Right. So come there and see us.
Yeah, come to Montana instead of Columbus, Ohio.
You know what I was thinking? Maybe we could double the population of Billings, Montana by getting people to come into the state and visit us. How about that?
Yeah. So are we finished with this?
With that portion, we have other things to talk about. When
well,
we come
I want to
break.
Talk about Montana, though.
Oh, okay.
Still
I'll
just
hit
a
the
little
stop.
Bit longer.
Yeah. No, please, go. Sorry.
Because I'm not going to be able to take my yoga pants with me to Montana.
Oh, that's right. So what's this guy's name? Bill Moore?
David Moore.
David
Moore.
The
representative David Moore has introduced a House Bill 365 to the House Judiciary Committee because he's decided that yoga pants should be classified as indecent exposure.
See, this guy wants
indecent
women.
Indecent exposure.
I looked him up. I wanted to see if he was like practicing the fatwa, the law of the Muslim religion, because I think he wants women in burqas. To be honest with you.
Well, he says that they are vulgar and that yoga pants should be illegal in public.
Now, we don't know. Okay, so let me step back. Maybe his wife wears yoga pants around the house and she's really big. And he's like, God, I hate when she wears those yoga pants. They're so gross. I think I'll outlaw them so no one can wear them. Nah, that's probably not it.
So the representative from Billings, who is a woman, said that she thinks that he's being a little prejudiced against women.
Well, no, but he doesn't want men to wear yoga pants either, he'll say.
Well, men don't wear yoga pants.
I know, that's my point. He'll say, well, no, I don't want men to wear them either.
A person in Montana can be convicted of indecent exposure 3 times. If they are convicted 3 times, they could be sentenced to life in jail.
So are you going to bring yoga pants with you when you go?
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to see what happens.
Well, it gets worse. Doesn't he talk about being able to see women's nipples through their dress, their shirts and stuff like that? I mean, he wants to outlaw anything that makes a woman look sexualized.
The proposal would expand indecent exposure law to include any nipple exposure, including men's and any garment that gives the appearance.
Men's nipples, too, so men couldn't go shirtless in the summertime.
And any garment that gives the appearance or simulates a person's buttocks, genitals, pelvic area or female nipple.
I'm going to, if he gets this law on, I want to have.
You're bring nipple covers.
No, I want to have Iggy Azalea and who's the other girl?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj do concerts there back to back. Literally back to back.
Have them wear yoga pants.
Yeah, have them wear yoga pants with those big giant asses. Yeah, exactly. No, but okay, so let's talk about this for a second. We actually had this conversation, was it this morning or yesterday? People are really cool with letting their kids see movies of like murder and violence and gore. But then when two people like are making love or about to make love, they'll like cover the kids' eyes. Oh no, don't look at it.
Well, what brought this conversation on was Valentine's Day, 50 Shades of Grey is getting ready to be, I think today is the opening day for 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah. And they had a conversation about this, talking about France. And France is allowing children from the age of 12 and above to go see 50 Shades of Grey. There were even people that were voting that would have allowed younger than 12 to go see this movie.
And think about it.
In France.
This country was founded on religious beliefs, right? Everybody who came here originally was escaping more oppressive countries where they couldn't practice their religion. So this country was founded on religious doctrine, and most religious doctrine is really uptight when it comes to sex. Puritanic, we talk about the Puritans. The Puritans, you know, they were modest people. Women had to be, I mean, they wore basically what would look like burkas. Women had dresses that were full length, you know, bonnets on, and men had to have beards. I mean, we were founded on the precepts that sex is a dirty, dirty thing, and the human body is a dirty, dirty thing because it causes people to lust for each other.
Is it the Amish that don't allow any body contact and they have to wear a sheet with
that's no, that's the Hasidic, that's the Hasidic Jews.
Oh, okay.
The Hasidic Jews, even on their wedding night when they make love, they have a special robe that the man wears. You know, it's like a nightshirt, and the woman has to wear as well. And I don't know if you know this, but the women can't show their hair, so they wear wigs. Most devoted Hasidic Jewish women, those are wigs they're wearing because they're not allowed to go out in public showing their heads and their hair. So they wear wigs. Just, I mean, it's, I know what you're thinking. You're like, well, but it still looks like hair. Yeah, it's idiocy. Religious doctrine that is that oppressive and that rigid is idiocy. Our country was founded on that idiocy. Protecting people's rights to be idiots. Oh, don't talk. I mean, look at Kellogg's. Kellogg's Corn Flakes was started because the Kellogg guy, I can't think of his first name, Harold Kellogg, whatever, was so sexually oppressed that he thought all disease arose from lust. Okay? And when you fed people a meatless diet, removed fat and cholesterol, they lost their libido, and naturally because their hormone levels dropped. And he came out with Kellogg's Corn Flakes because he said people should just eat Corn Flakes. It would remove the lust and they'd be disease free.
Now, we've talked about this before. What was that movie that they filmed down in North Carolina about that?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to have to Google that.
Yeah. But I mean, so we're so uptight, like, oh, 50 Shades of Grey, children shouldn't be allowed to see that. Gosh forbid you're walking down the street in your yoga pants and you have a nice shape. That's going to spark lust. I mean, we are by far the, no, I take that back. The Muslim countries that practice fatwa are definitely more restrictive than we are, but we're pretty close.
It was The Road to Wellville. You should watch that movie.
Yeah.
It's about Dr. Kellogg's story.
Interesting. We've actually gone over here, so we have to take a break right now. But yeah, I know. We need to lighten up in the United States. You know what? Anything short of complete nudity. I mean, and there's countries out there. I think the UK has full frontal nudity on television. You can see a woman's breasts in a TV show and nobody gets all uptight and nobody's raping anybody over there. Heck, the police don't even carry guns. Maybe we need to get the program from them. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Super Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I get a feeling it's going to be a riot.
At the starting of the week, at Summit Talks, you'll hear them speak. It's only
welcome back. So we were talking about the road to Wellville as I forced us to go into a break. And then during the break, you said that you met Sir Anthony Hopkins when you were in...
It was Wilmington, North Carolina.
You were there on business and in a restaurant, and he was there. And didn't you say he said something to you?
Well,
he talked to you.
I actually... my mother was a huge fan of Anthony Hopkins, Sir Anthony Hopkins. So I waited until he was having dinner with an older gentleman, and I purposefully waited until they were finished eating because I didn't want to interrupt his dinner.
Yeah.
But I went over and I said, excuse me, sir. I said, could I have your autograph for my mother? And he said, that's fine, but what about you? I said, well, my mother really loves you. He was such a gentleman. He invited me to sit and enjoy tea with them after they were having dessert and asked me to join them. So I did for, 10, 15 minutes
right.
And spoke to him. He was such a gentleman.
Yeah, nice guy. And so The Road to Wellville was the story of Dr. Kellogg.
Yes.
And it revolves around a sanitarium that he started in where?
Battle Creek, Michigan.
Okay.
And
is where Kellogg's is. The Battle Creek, Michigan is where the cereal's made.
He practiced his unusual methods for maintaining health, including colonic irrigation, electrical stimulus, and sexual abstinence, vegetarianism, and physical exercise.
See, vegetarianism and sexual abstinence go hand in hand because people who are devoted vegans especially, they tend to lose their libido dramatically. But that he thought that was the root to disease. Now, let's talk about this because this segues really nicely into what we want to talk about. So at the turn of the century, we were looking for ways to stay healthy because a disease that had followed us literally for hundreds of years and killed one out of seven people, tuberculosis, was really on its rise in the late 1800s.
But people
like Kellogg's and others were starting these sanitariums to try to help people because they believed that tuberculosis was hereditary.
Yes.
If your family had it, you were going to get it because bacteria hadn't been discovered yet.
Can I say
something? Yeah, please.
The tuberculosis was also known as consumption.
Right.
And consumption goes as far back as, because I've read about it in books, as like during King Henry VIII's
yes.
time, they thought that when you got consumption,
you were going to die. It consumed you. You
yes.
withered away. You became weaker.
You coughed up blood.
Eventually you started coughing up blood. And then shortly then people would have different stages of consumption. Consumption could last 20 years, but some people went
So they later found out that consumption was actually TB.
And they renamed it TB when Dr. Koch, a famous German scientist, discovered the bacterium, the tuberculum bacterium.
And it was tubular shaped.
But he was laughed at.
Yes.
He was told it was absurd. No one believed that there was a bacteria in these individuals causing it. They said, no. There's too much lust. Kellogg said, lust is where it's coming from. We have to eradicate lust. We have to eradicate sexuality in humans because that's where the disease, but the more popular idea was it was hereditary. It was in your, they didn't know about genes back then. They just called it hereditary, but it was basically in your genes to have it. And he and this other guy,
Dr. Trudeau.
Trudeau, who contracted it, lived in New York and moved upstate New York to the Adirondacks and revived himself. He said, no, you can beat it.
You just have to be outside in nature and go,
sunlight.
Go to the beach and be in the sun. And
he was at death's door and he went to the Adirondacks and put on 15 pounds. He was like, I can't believe this.
So he basically told everyone who got consumption, that's what they still thought it was at that time.
Yeah, they hadn't discovered.
He's the one who actually read Koch, his
paper and took it seriously.
Yes.
He had never used a microscope before as a physician. He bought a microscope. And
that looks just like your microscope.
Yeah, I have one of those. I have an Elitz Wetzler antique microscope from the mid 1800s at home, and it was the same one that he was
using.
Same
one. Mm-hmm.
And so he was the first person. He actually took the bacteria out of his throat and
saw the tubes.
What do they call that?
Tubular bacteria.
But he put it in like what was a petri dish, and he grew it, and he looked at it, and it was exactly the bacteria that Koch had talked about. So he started communicating with Koch, and then he discovered that He agreed. But meanwhile, the medical orthodoxy laughed at these guys.
Well, and then that's when they started opening sanitariums around in different places like California. They did in L.A. They did
New
in
Mexico.
Albuquerque. They did in Phoenix. Was it Tucson down in Phoenix? Mm-hmm. And they started opening these sanitariums so that people could go and get healthy. So all of these people started rushing to these areas and they were all sick.
Right. And the whole idea was if you came to this better climate, you would get better, but they didn't. And they were dying. And so these cities had problems. It's like, oh my God, how do you get money? How do you get money out of people that are dying? They're laying in the street dying.
But Trudeau did. He lived an additional 30 or so years.
And the people that went to his clinic up in Lake Saranac, New York, actually thrived, but they also died. In other words, he didn't unlock anything until Koch came along and started talking about bacterium. Now, the reason I want to talk about this is this. Right now, there are people out there talking about the dangers of GMOs, the dangers of pesticides, the dangers of vaccines. And they're being laughed at by people, made fun of by people. This was the same thing that happened to the German scientist Koch when he started talking about bacteria. They laughed at him. They ridiculed him. They said, this is nonsense. What are you talking about? Because the knowledge hadn't gone far enough yet, so no one embraced it. Science and medicine only know what they know today, and what they learn tomorrow quite often disproves what they know today. So you got to be careful with how you dig your heels in about certain topics. Nothing is absolute. It's all unfolding. So I rather take the cautious position and say we don't know enough about this. So I want to be cautious. These people out there who are actually making fun of people because they don't want to eat GMO, they're like the scientists that laughed at Koch when he said there's a bacteria causing this. And then shortly thereafter, the discoverer of penicillin.
Which they discovered from the soil, the staph.
Yes.
Staphylomycin.
Right. Well, that's the other. That penicillin didn't work on tuberculosis, but the streptomycin
From the soil
did. And that is how they eradicated tuberculosis. No one would believe that either, that this scientist found things in the soil that could kill the tuberculosis. I mean, it's an amazing story, but it's an amazing story because when you look at that and then you look at today, it makes you realize that we're not sure about most things. So don't say things like they're absolute, like, oh, GMO is safe to eat. You don't know that. You don't know that. The science hasn't emerged yet to give us confidence
okay,
in that.
Okay, so keep in mind, that was in the 1800s when they laughed at Trudeau and Koch. But in 1905, Koch won the Nobel Peace Prize
for his
work.
After he was ridiculed and laughed at because of his ideas. So
yes.
We have to take a break. I feel bad because I really wanted to kind of beat this home a little bit more, but let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com. Com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4930. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
DJ ready, dance floor ready, everybody ready, let's go! Power of the DJ!
Welcome back. Okay, so
we're going to continue the conversation.
Yeah, just a little long, because there's some really important facts here to talk about. And I want to precede this whole discussion that the lack of evidence does not prove that something is wrong. And that's what we're talking about here, because science is formed by what we know today. What we don't know today and what we learn tomorrow changes that. And we've seen this all along.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, look at the cholesterol and the fat.
Yeah.
Now they're saying that cholesterol's
Oops. We were wrong.
We were wrong.
But now all these same people who like to make fun of people who are critical thinkers and want to make their own decisions and not follow the lemmings. What are they saying now? All these people, we just heard it the other day. GMA was telling that girl who's on paleo, well, you better get off that because your cholesterol levels are kind of high.
Yes.
And in the face of breaking research saying, hey, you know what? We were wrong about cholesterol.
Yes. So, in my digging around, I found a website on, I mean, a Facebook page, the name of it is We Love GMOs and Vaccines. And the whole purpose
community
of this page is to make fun of people who don't eat GMOs and don't get vaccinated.
Or question
why we don't get vaccinated and say that we're
wrong. We wear tin hats.
We wear aluminum foil hats.
Yeah, right. And, you know, we're all dopes. But the reality is these types of comments were made about Coke when he started talking about a tuberculosis bacteria.
On here it says, there's a meme that says, hell yes, GMO. We don't always rhyme, but at least we're evidence-based.
Yeah, evidence-based. And that's my point. So what's going to happen if, and this is a big if, because I don't know the answers to these questions, but I want to be cautious. What's going to happen if we find out that GMOs aren't safe? So do we just forget about this kind of ridicule that people who are original thinkers are going to be subjected to by? This is like, you know what this reminds me of? Do you remember being a kid in the schoolyard? Remember the most popular kids in school? They were the ones that could cut you down by saying harsh things about you and embarrass you, and then everybody would laugh with them at you. Remember them?
Mm-hmm.
They peaked at that moment. They never ended up becoming anything more than what they were at that moment.
The bully at the schoolyard.
The tactics that people use today, making fun of individuals who question. All we're doing is questioning. I don't make fun of people who vaccinate, and I don't make fun of people who choose to eat GMO. What I say is, if you're making an informed decision, that's your decision for your body. Why does somebody have to make fun of me because I question vaccines and GMOs? Think about that.
Because you choose not to eat GMO until there's further evidence that it's safe.
That's right.
And so if it is safe, then why don't the companies want to put the ingredients on the label?
And I'm not even getting into that. What I'm getting into is this. There is no room for badgering, ridicule, embarrassing remarks within what is considered scientific discourse. Scientific discourse is respectful of other people's opinions because science has been proven to be incorrect more than it has been proven to be correct.
Time and time again.
So, and I watching that TV show documentary was called The American Experience, The Silent Epidemic. You need to read it. It's on PBS. I mean, watch it. Made me realize that having the courage of your convictions, whether other people around you agree or not, is where the magic is. Let the lemmings follow the guy who's really cool and funny and say, oh, well, you're wearing an aluminum hat. Let them follow that guy because they don't have original thoughts to question anything. They're just following this guy because they know how to make them laugh by making fun at other people's expense. But in the meantime, no one knows. No one knows if GMOs are safe for human consumption. No one knows if Roundup is safe for human consumption. No one knows if vaccines don't come with risks. We do know that they do come with risks. Be informed, make your own decisions, and don't succumb to the ridicule of the schoolyard bully approach that's occurring out there.
So on this same, well, actually, I found this on a different Facebook page, but I there's a flow chart that's making fun of people who vaccinate.
Yeah.
And on here it says, do you vaccinate? No. Why not? I heard that one out of every 110 vaccinated children get autism. And it says, scientists have proven time and time again that this is not true.
But there are scientists that have shown
that it is true.
So whose science do you believe?
Because over in Italy, which they have not talked about in the mainstream media, the Italian courts have ruled that the vaccine did cause autism.
Now, those people would say, oh, the Italians are idiots. They don't know. Their science is...
Well, why are they idiots and this other scientist is not?
That's my point, because as Ken O'Neill likes to put it, it's no longer science, it's scientism. Scientism is replacing religion. It's people who blindly follow a scientist's scientific outcome because it supports their opinion. Like, my God is better than yours. I'm Catholic. We're the only right ones. This is nonsense. And that's why you have to be a critical thinker. I've said it before and I'll say it again. When what you know to be true contradict science, stay with what you know to be true. And if you're not sure, always err on the side of caution. It's sensible to be that way. Because look at all the idiots that died of tuberculosis because they believed that it was hereditary and didn't jump on the bandwagon of discovering that getting out in the antiseptic fresh air with sun actually made you stronger and more robust.
Mm-hmm.
No, and I'm frustrated, and I'll tell you why. Because all of these schoolyard bullies have these opinions, and they're swaying everybody because they're the most vocal. I'm not telling people not to vaccinate their children. I'm saying get all the facts and make the decision yourself. Vaccines do come with risks. It's in the research that they provide. Encephalopathies, all sorts of problems can occur when a child is vaccinated. As long as you know that going in, then you made a good decision, regardless of what your decision is. But don't sit back and go, oh, those out there who aren't vaccinating, they're going to bring back these diseases. Guess what? People with that have been vaccinated are getting measles.
Okay, so let me tell you. So the baby in Baltimore that was vaccinated, he got the, or she got the MMR vaccine. She had no contact with anyone
who had measles.
They
no one traveled outside the country.
They hadn't traveled outside the country.
Right.
So she got the measles.
Right.
And the the doctors tested this 12-month-old baby and said that it was just a reaction
to the vaccine. Right.
So they're not calling it measles.
No.
She actually has measles
right.
from the vaccine.
But they're not calling it measles.
They're calling it
a reaction to the vaccine. And, that looks like measles.
and they're relieved that that's all it is.
Yeah.
That's what the officials in Baltimore, Maryland are saying.
I have a friend that's at the gym. I was talking to him the other day, and he and his wife and his mother-in-law decided to go get the shingles vaccine. He's never had the shingles. She's never had the shingles. The mother-in-law's never had the shingles. He gets the shingle vaccine. Guess what he gets?
Shingles.
Yeah. But they didn't call it shingles. They called it a oversensitive nerve response that looks like and is as painful as the shingles on his face. And I don't care what you call it. But you know, but forget that.
Well, but they're saying it's a false alarm. That they are relieved that this is a false alarm, but this child has measles and is 12 months old.
Right. And here's my point, okay? Vaccines have risks. Vaccines also don't work. As long as you weigh that with the message that's being pounded in your head that then they don't have risks and they do work, and you realize that people who are vaccinated get the measles, people who are vaccinated get the flu, people who are vaccinated get the shingles, that they don't work sometimes.
I have a girlfriend that her husband just called us a few weeks ago right before they were going on vacation. She got the flu shot. Guess what? Two days later got the flu.
Right.
And she gets it every year.
She gets the vaccine and she gets the flu.
Yes.
Every year. So this is not about conspiracy theories. What this is about is making your own decisions, sticking to them, and don't be swayed by people who want to embarrass you for not following the herd. Whatever that decision is, as long as you make it informed, then you made a good decision. That's it.
Can we talk about ceramide now or after the break?
We have to take a break because exciting show.
Coming back from the break, I want to talk about ceramide, which women, it's in all different types of facial lotions and things, and they promote it as being an anti-aging product.
Right. But here's once again where science contradicts itself.
Yes.
I love this. Stay tuned.
Has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. business.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
It's day and night, day and night. It's day and night, day and night. 'Cause day and night.
Welcome back. So, science contradicts itself constantly.
Okay, so have you ever seen photos of people who do meth? Methamphetamine.
Yes.
And you can see like how they looked before and after, and their skin looks,
yeah, in like 5 years they look like they trained 100 years old.
In 5 years they look like they're 50 years older or whatever.
Right.
Right. Okay, so meth causes abnormalities in the fat metabolism of cells, which triggers a rise in a type of molecule which promotes cell death.
Right.
So there are a group of scientists at the Italian Institute of Technology.
Those damn pesky Italians again.
Who are trying to figure out a way to prevent this from happening.
That's another subject we were going to talk about. But go ahead. So this component that promotes cell death is called
NF kappa B.
Right. But it's upregulated by a fatty molecule called ceramides.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So now keep that word in mind. Okay. Ceramides. So an increased production of ceramides from the use of methamphetamine causes these people's skin to age super fast because ceramides speed up the apoptotic cycle. They cause cells to die faster, so new cells replenish. You start to run out of cells, and next thing you know, your skin starts aging like you're 100 years old.
So I said to Carl, if ceramides
Bad for your skin.
Yeah. Why are they putting ceramides in anti-aging creams?
Exactly. In fact, Life Extension Foundation says that ceramides on the skin don't work. You've got to take them orally. So they're getting people to pump tons of ceramides in their gut to try to make their skin younger. So here's why. Ceramides make up the fatty layer of the stratum corneum that prevents the skin from losing moisture or absorbing moisture.
But if they kill... Okay, go ahead.
No. But see, this is my point. Science... Do you remember when we were kids? Well, you were too young. But back in the day, they used to have a multi-dimensional chessboard where you were playing chess on three different layers. Some of the pieces were up here, some in the middle, and some down here. So it was a very difficult game to play. Okay? You had to have the ability to think in 3D to play that kind of chess game. You had to be a genius to play
did
that
you
kind
play
of
game.
No, I did not. I didn't. Back then, all I did was smoke pot when I was a kid. So anyway, the reality, she's laughing. So the reality is, that's how science is. So we find out that this molecule does this, but we forget that it does 60,000 other things. We just focus on the thing that supports what we want to promote. Ceramides are good for your skin. We're not telling people, by the way, it speeds up apoptosis. And while it may make your skin look more youthful for a while, it's actually going to end up causing your skin to age faster. No one's saying that because that's really the truth. Everybody's putting ceramides in their cosmetic products today. Meanwhile, ceramides are the reason that the meth head's skin looks like he's 100 years old. Nothing. This is my point, folks. You can't just blindly trust science because somebody says this is the way it works, that this is okay. You've got to do the research yourself. So anyway, getting back to this discussion about methamphetamine and ceramides, please.
Okay, well, I just want to read a comment from someone who read this same article.
Well,
that I...
The article is promoting, the Italian scientists, they want to find a way to help meth heads when they use methamphetamine for their skin not to age so much.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, they've basically figured it out.
So yes, now they have. Yeah, right.
So now they're going to create a drug.
To reduce the ceramide production.
To reduce the ceramide production so that these people won't experience the aging of their skin like this.
Right, so go ahead.
Okay, so this person...
Who happens to be a nurse, by the way.
Who happens to be a nurse said, "Why do we need to stop the damage meth causes? How about just not doing meth?"
Yeah.
"People have got to realize that there are consequences for their actions. I'm fat, but I don't look for scientists to find a way for food not to make me fat. I have a choice to find healthy alternatives or binge on donuts and Twinkies. Thank the Lord I'm learning to eat healthy and lose some weight, but some of the damage is already done, and that's my own fault. Spend this money on finding a cure for cancer, ALS, or other tragic diseases, and let people make the choice to do some meth and die sooner or take their vitamins and live longer. It's all about choices, people."
And that's the problem. There's no personal responsibility anymore. So we're going to spend money so that meth heads can do meth, but they don't age. Why? That's exactly right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, wait. Let's. I mean, what else are we going to invest money in for reckless behavior?
Do you think someone who's doing meth like that really cares about aging?
No. Yeah, they're going to go out and buy skin cream, you know? Yeah, I'm going to buy skin cream with the extra money I have left over from my meth and saving money from going to the dentist because all my teeth have rotted out. I know, it's ridiculous. But coming back to the real thrust of this is the scientists in Italy are trying to find a way to block the production of ceramides, which ages the skin. And here in the United States, they're selling women ceramides, telling them that it's going to make their skin better. I would say beware. If you're using a ceramide product, beware. It may make your skin look more supple when you use it, but it could be promoting aging.
Is it just about hydration, and that's why it makes it look?
Yeah, because it's part of the fatty layer of the stratum corneum, which is the outermost portion of the skin, which is a barrier from things getting in and things getting out from the skin.
But eventually it's going to make the cells die.
It sounds like it from this research. I mean, I wouldn't use it.
I wouldn't use it, no.
And Life Extension Foundation has people eating ceramide capsules like it's going out of style. Who knows what else ceramides do to other skin? You know, we're just talking about the skin you can see. There's tissue throughout the whole body. What do we know about ceramides' activity on apoptosis in organs? What if the cells in your organs are turning over faster and dying faster? And you, next thing you know, your kidneys aren't functioning properly anymore. You got the kidneys of a 90-year-old.
Oops.
Yeah, oops. Oh, yeah, right.
Oops.
Yeah, someday the FDA will come out and go, oops, we were wrong. Sorry, a lot of you died following our advice. But, you know, that's the way it goes. But keep listening to us. Don't use your own brain. Don't think on your own. Follow us and the schoolyard bullies who call you an idiot because you think on your own. It's a shame.
It is a shame.
But you know what? I've said it and I'll say it again. The new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. So be informed.
And listen to Superhuman Radio.
There you go. I got no axe to grind. I'm looking for the same truth that you are. I'm not out here promoting anything for my own benefit. I want to learn what's going to help me age healthy and thrive and be strong. And let everybody follow the schoolyard bullies with the good jokes.
I'll teach you.
Yes, Elisa will teach me. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The mark comes equipped, comes equipped. The mark comes equipped, comes equipped. Mark comes equipped.
This is Mobb Deep. I used to like Mobb Deep.
To all the killers and the $100.
Welcome back. Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and their product line, which is All American EFX Sports. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking a banner ad. Check them out.
Yes.
Okay. So, what do you want to talk about first? I haven't snoped this, so I don't want to promote a lie.
You can snope it now, and I'll tell everybody.
If my computer, yeah, I'll
try. I can do it. So, the city of Amarillo. In Texas, they are offering free vaccinations for children at McDonald's restaurants between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m.
What kind of vaccines?
The Department of Public Health and the Caring for Children Foundation of Texas say the vaccinations being offered include the Tdap vaccine booster, MMR vaccine, hepatitis A, varicella vaccine, and the meningococcal vaccine.
Is this because they have a lot of immigrants coming in from there?
I don't know. What was it that Rick Perry said about vaccines?
Everybody should. No, he was going to try to make it required.
Mandatory.
to get the
HPV.
Yeah.
Parents and guardians have been told to bring immunization records, and children under 17 must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. So
I'm looking here, and Snopes doesn't have. They have lots of things about McDonald's and the meat and their burgers. They don't have anything about this story, so it's very possible that it's true. I mean, this is ridiculous. A vaccine? Would you like a vaccine with those fries? Are they going to give it for free? In other words,
yes, as long as you eat there. So right. Not only are you going to poison your child with the food from McDonald's.
You're going to take a risk with the vaccine.
Well, the French fries that contain 19 ingredients.
Yeah.
But they do have potatoes in them.
Yeah, that's right. So still, you go eat them. Don't worry about that. All right, what do you want to talk about next, Elisa?
Well, you mentioned Margaret Hamburg earlier.
Yeah, my favorite person to rail against.
That she stepped down, and you talked about.
And it wasn't early. She had planned on stepping down. It was her plan to be out of there this year. So it's not like as though she's fallen under the pressure of our cries. She was getting out. This was her plan.
She resigned. Yeah. So there's a doctor who's a cardiologist at Duke University, yeah, and a researcher. His name is Dr. Robert Califf.
Yeah, yeah. Califf, Califf.
Califf. He's the top candidate right now.
Yeah, and he has some of the strongest and long-lasting ties to Big Pharma of anybody. Why he would even be a choice is beyond me, except this government likes to promote incestuous relationships between industry and government.
It says here that Califf is a logical choice because he's an accomplished researcher who has more than 1,000 manuscripts to his name, which is a rare feat.
Yeah, which means that who's funding those manuscripts? Guess who funds the manuscripts that he produces? Probably the pharmaceutical industry. He's probably very wealthy.
Say that again.
He's probably very wealthy. He's probably a very, very wealthy doctor, and it's not because of his practice. It's because he's published 1,000 manuscripts from funding that he's gotten for drugs and other things.
Yes, I'm trying to find what his ties are. He's got so many ties to Big Pharma.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
I looked at it. When I first heard about this, I looked him up, and I was shocked. It was like every large pharmaceutical company out there he is in bed with.
He has extensive research credentials, but he also has extensive ties to the pharma industry.
Yeah.
He's received grants from
Giant,
Novartis.
That's what I just said. See?
Johnson & Johnson.
This is critical thinking at work, folks. I didn't read the article. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'll start over. He has ties to big pharma giants Novartis, J&J, Lilly, Merck, Shearing Plow. He also consulted for Boehringer Ingelheim, Bayer, Bristol-Myers Squibb. I mean, who's he not associated
with? That's exactly my point. They love him. They, you know what? You know what they're doing right now? You ever see wolves right before they find a wounded deer that can't run? Right before they attack, because they know it's going to be an easy attack, they all swarm around. They start licking their chops. It's like, oh, this is going to be so good because we don't have to run after him. He's there. The pharmaceutical industry is licking their chops right now at the prospect of this guy heading the FDA. They're like, oh, my God, we're going to be able to kill people. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. This is going to be Vioxx times 500. This is going to be great.
It says here that he was named to the board of directors for San Francisco drug manufacturer Portola in 2012, but resigned soon after being appointed to the FDA post.
Yeah. Yeah, right. This is an example of the revolving door between industry and government.
You can't untie yourself from these people if you've been taking money from them.
Of course not. And they're your buddies. They're your friends. You know how that is. Hey, Joe. What's his name? Bill? What's his name? Hey, what's his name? This guy.
Caleb. Robert.
Hey, Robert. This is Hugh Grant over at Monsanto. You know, we're getting in the drug business. We got a couple things. We really haven't tested them. We're not sure, but we just want to go ahead and see if we can push this through. Hey, thanks a lot. Are you coming to golf Wednesday? All right, we'll see you then. Thanks. Bye. I mean, that's what this is. Let's be honest. That's the way business is done.
Well, he has to be approved. He has to be confirmed by the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. So,
well, they say that like, oh, there's a chance he won't be confirmed. But then we have idiot politicians who, by the way, he's a Republican. For those of you who think that I only rail against, you know, the Democrats, who's a Republican who wants to outlaw, you know, yoga pants. I mean, come on. There's real problems with this country. This is what you're focusing on because you can see the crack of a woman's butt through her yoga pants. Come on now. This country's going down the tubes, at 100 miles an hour, and you're worried about some guy being aroused because somebody's wearing a yoga pants in your city? You should be stripped of your job. You're not doing the real work that this country needs. And then we got idiots like this potentially going to run the quote-unquote firewall between the pharmaceutical industry and the food manufacturers and the human population in this country. And he's in bed with every one of them. Why didn't anyone go to jail for Vioxx, I want to know? How can you kill 55,000 people, lie to the FDA about your science, then get caught after you've killed 55,000 people and not a single person goes to jail? How does that work in this country? How? I want to know.
But in Montana, if you get caught indecent exposure, yeah, you go to jail.
For life. Three times and you go to jail for life.
For life.
Hey, this country
and
is so whack. It's unbelievable.
$10,000.
This country
that makes
is whack.
No sense.
This is whack. These politicians have gone off the rail, man. It's unbelievable.
I may be a little ahead of myself with this, but I think I'm thinking forward, wishing that spring would get here sooner rather than later. I think it's going to be later since Punxsutawney
Phil
saw his shadow on Groundhog's Day.
I always wonder how they know if he saw a shadow. What if he was looking the other way? No, I didn't see my shadow. No, I'm not looking at it. No, you can't make me look at it. I want the winter to end. Punxsutawney Phil, look at your shadow.
I bet the people in Boston want this winter to end. They've had like 6 feet of snow in the last 3 weeks.
You know what? You know what they should do, Boston, next year when they do this thing with Punxsutawney Phil? Somebody bring a big spotlight. Don't let anybody know you're standing in the crowd. And then as soon as they take him out of the cage, turn the light on and go, there's his shadow. Can we go home now?
Okay, so remember last year we talked about how the big box stores like Lowe's and Home Depot, they're selling, like if you buy plants, if you want to plant an herb garden and you go there and you buy your basil that's already been
It's already grown, been Roundup sprayed,
It's
right?
already been sprayed with Roundup on it. So you're going to eat something that has pesticides on it.
Yeah, and you're growing it yourself. So you think you're, oh, I'm doing the right thing. But no, it's already got Roundup on it, right?
So there is a safe seed resource list.
Uh-oh. You must wear an aluminum hat if you're worried about safe seeds.
I know, but that's my choice.
Right.
If I want to eat organic and choose to
non-GMO and non-sprayed.
Yes, that's my choice. Okay, so Council for Responsible Genetics has a safe seed resource list, and you can go and look up your state and find out where you can go and buy seeds that are organic and have never been sprayed.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. And you get a 50% discount if you wear your aluminum hat. So there you go. Let them know that we all wear aluminum hats here at the Super
Nation. And you know, we talked about a few Fridays ago, we talked about the Monarch Butterfly Way Station. Don't forget to do that.
Yeah, plant one this year.
Yeah, this year. Yeah. I'm not sure what time zone you're in, but you've got to order them.
I love GMOs, vaccines, or to add to the name of the Facebook page. I love GMOs and vaccines, but hate monarchs.
Well, I was just getting ready to say, if we're wrong about the pesticides, then why have the monarch butterflies been added to the endangered species?
Oh
list?
No, it's not true.
Because
it's a conspiracy.
Of the pesticides killing off all of the milkweed.
It's the herbicides. It's Roundup. It's Roundup killing all the milkweed. Yes, it's Roundup.
Roundup. Okay.
And now they've approved Duo, by the way, which is R2D2. No, he was a robot on Star Wars.
Star Wars.
What is it? Something 2,4-D and Roundup are now married together to make a more toxic, more potent. I'm picking my scalp. Is that what I'm doing? You're looking at me like, I'm just scratching my head. A more potent killer of weeds, so we can forget about all vegetation growing other than the crops that are genetically modified to survive. And the butterflies have no place to lay their eggs anymore. But we're idiots for worrying about the butterflies. That's the truth. We're just idiots.
And the bees, I guess.
And the bees. Yeah, we're idiots for worrying about those. We're elitists. Hugh Grant from Monsanto says, I'm an elitist because I choose not to eat genetically modified foods while he and Bill Gates save the planet. But the countries that they're trying to sell their crap to don't want it. They don't want it. We have to take a break, actually.
Oh, okay. So I was just going to read this real quick that came from their page.
Can we take a break? Let's take a break and hold it to the other side. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on.
You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about, Elisa?
Well, I just want to talk briefly about the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Okay.
Oh, I hear a video. It must be on one of these pages I opened.
That's okay. Good.
Why don't you talk and I'll try to find the video.
I don't know what to talk about. I could play music. I could be like the DJ. Yeah, baby. Friday night. Going out Friday night.
So one of the models, her name was Catherine Webb. She is a really skinny girl.
Yeah, that's goes with. I mean, she's got like ribs showing, like somebody who.
She looks anorexic.
Yeah.
And basically, people came out and said on Instagram, I guess it was, saying negative things. Somebody said, you know, eat a sandwich. You're too skinny. You look anorexic. And so she said to all of you.
F you.
Who think I need to gain weight or eat more. I'm just fine. I'm 5'11". I have a lot more places to put my calories. I eat crap most of the time anyways. And then she said, and to the middle-aged women who like to leave mean comments on my page about my body, you can gladly skip my page and go somewhere else. I'm tall, I eat just fine, and I suffer from thyroid problems, so don't make fun of me and my body.
It's always the thyroid. Isn't it? Thyroid, overweight people and underweight people always blame the thyroid. Isn't that funny?
Well, why did she have to go there? Why, you know, I found the video. Maybe I'm sensitive, but why did she have to say middle-aged women?
Because she's young. That's all she's got. She's going to sling everything she has. I'm young. You're not. So say what you want. But you know what? If she stays on this path here, she's not going to age very well.
She does look anorexic. But anyway, so.
She's got thigh gap. Heck, she's got knee gap.
I don't want that kind of thigh gap.
No.
So then there is, this is awesome. There's a UFC champ that's
Ronda Rousey. Yeah.
That's featured in this Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, and she's great because she'd knock your ass out if you say anything bad about her.
Yeah.
She'd choke you out.
Then there's also a tennis star that's in there. Interestingly enough, I saw her interview on one of the morning shows.
Caroline Wozniacki?
Yes.
Wozniacki.
And she had just run a marathon right before the shoot, she said. So
she was all sweaty and stinky.
No, it just means that she said that she did that purposefully so that she would be in the best shape of her life for this shoot. And then the actual magazine has a plus size model this
finally
year.
And she is a double plus size model.
Well,
she's a big girl,
but she's not really in the Sports Illustrated. She's just in an advertisement.
Yeah, so if you want to have an advertisement that jumps out at people, put a really, really, really overweight, heavily tattooed girl in with the with the Sports Illustrated models. Just do that. And she just sticks out like a sore thumb, no pun intended.
It says here that she will break the bikini ceiling in this year's Sports Illustrated, but in the form of an ad for the plus-size swimwear company, Swimsuits for All, a full beauty brand.
Man, she's a big girl. I mean, really big. I mean, her arms, holy mackerel, her arms look like thighs.
She says that she's a size 16, and her measurements are, you know, her body is very well
proportioned.
Her measurements are 36, 30, 36. So she has a 30-inch waist.
36, 30, 36.
Mm-hmm. So she's proportionate.
And her goal is to be 36, 36, 36, right? I'm joking.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 36, 30, 46.
Oh, wow.
46. Yeah. I wasn't reading that right.
Yeah. Wow.
Big mistake.
There. She's a really pretty girl. I mean, she's got a beautiful face. I'm not saying that to like be to pander. I mean, she really does have a pretty face. Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Yep. So anyway, I just wanted to give a little love to the Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a copy of that. I don't think I've ever bought a Sports Illustrated magazine in general, never mind the swimsuit edition or not, ever.
Well, if you live in Puerto Rico and you have obese children, you could face fines up to $800.
Really?
There's a bill that's currently being debated in the legislature.
I don't know if you can legislate healthy children. I guess you could if parents are held accountable for feeding them and doing things with them. I don't know.
It says here, under the proposed bill, school teachers would refer potential obesity cases to a counselor who would then work with the parents of the child to create a diet and exercise program monitored by monthly visits. Failure to show improvement within six months to a year could result in fines of between $500 and $800 for the parents.
Wow. I don't know. That's pretty hefty. I don't know if it's going to work because chances are the parents are obese as well or overweight.
So who's going to create, my question is, who's going to create this diet and exercise program?
Yeah, exactly.
And if it's a registered dietitian, what are they going to give this child to
pasta
eat? Pasta.
And, yeah. Yeah, pizza. I don't know if it's going to work. Oh, yeah, pizza. It's a vegetable. They can eat pizza. I don't know if it's going to work. I mean, I can see trying to make parents more responsible for the health of their children, but I just don't know if this is the way to do it.
I guess obesity is a problem there. Over 28% of the children, youngsters, are defined as obese. 28%.
Wow. That's pretty big.
Get outside and get off the video games.
What, kids aren't, they don't play anymore. Kids don't go outside and play anymore. They just don't. I mean, you got to worry about pedophiles and murderers.
Well, but not only do you have to worry about that, I've read articles where people were getting fined because their children were, you know, 900 feet away from their house or whatever.
Right, right. What's a parent's? You got to buy a Wii Fit. That's the answer. And a sun lamp. You know, Wii Fit, that thing, the video game, whatever you call it, you play it on your computer or your home TV, and it's all exercises. Isn't that called Wii Fit?
Yes.
You're not even listening to me.
Well, I have another new computer. My computer crashed, the new one that I got, so now I have another new computer.
Trying to get used to it.
Yes.
This is the saga of the ever-changing computers.
I might have to get another one.
I know. This one isn't even any good. Hey, where'd you buy that computer?
Don't go there.
Best Buy.
Best Buy. Stay away from the Geek Squad. Do not... I repeat, do not use the Geek Squad.
I told you. They don't know anything. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sweat Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium-chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of free alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Got this feeling in my head. It won't go away now.
Yo, it's time for me to pump up the volume. No problem, the record's revolving. Evil's the mixer, I'm the rap trickster.
Welcome back.
On the bump rush for pictures. Ice, cooling, colder.
This is good, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Did you get new music?
Yeah.
Okay, so, Carly.
Thanks for noticing, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. Carly Gomez posted on my Facebook page pictures of food lunch, children's school lunches from around the world.
Yeah.
You won't believe how awesome the food looks from all these different countries.
Yeah. Oh, but that's because Michelle Obama hasn't gotten there yet. She'll fix that.
Okay, so if you start at the very top, there's Italy.
The Italian lunch looks great. I mean, it's amazing.
It has salmon.
Lots of salad, salmon, grapes.
Salmon with greens under it, has grapes. It has like a salad with, it looks like cherry tomatoes and maybe a little bit of feta or blue cheese on it.
Almost like a Greek salad, it looks.
Yes.
A small portion of pasta.
And a small piece of hard bread.
And it's hard bread, right.
In Brazil, they have beans and rice, lots of green vegetables. That looks like plantains.
Plantain, yeah. It looks like plantain.
Plantains and some kind of a meat over here. It looks like a red meat with red peppers.
Mm-hmm.
In Finland, it looks like...
big piece of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Big. It looks like some sort of white fish. Those look like yams, maybe some beets. A bowl of some sort of soup and a small piece of hard bread.
France, they have apples, brie, cheese, a big piece of beef.
A cigarette and a glass of wine.
No. Kiwi fruit, green beans, and some cooked carrots. South Korea.
And a pornographic book like 50 Shades of Grey.
Greece,
the kids start reading it now.
Greece looks like chicken and rice and stuffed grape leaves with some of that tzatziki sauce and the cucumber salad. I'm salivating reading this. I'm hungry. But so if you keep scrolling down, it has beautiful food from all these countries. And then you get to the USA. There's a chocolate chip cookie. There's peas. There's a can of like Del Monte's. It looks like canned fruit. There's mashed potatoes. And it looks like what might be chicken nuggets or little fish fried. It's fried, whatever it is.
It's the most bland looking of all the dishes. The chicken nuggets look disgusting with a little thing of ketchup. Chocolate chip cookies, the peas look disgusting. The vegetables are in a plastic cup and mashed potatoes. This is disgusting. This is what our kids, we're supposed to be the greatest country in the world, this is what we feed our kids at school.
Yes. So speaking of food, Carl, the other day, we were talking about greens, and you know, we eat asparagus, we eat broccoli, we eat spinach, and we were trying to think of some, you know, different types of greens to eat. Kale.
I have never had sugar snap peas in my life.
So when I went to the store, the grocery store, I got some organic. I know I'm an elitist, but I got organic zucchini, which we cook a lot.
Yeah.
And then I also got some sugar snap peas because they're good to just munch on. They're kind of a little bit sweet and
crunchy.
You can just crunchy. It's like celery. If you want something crunchy, you just go get that.
Right.
And so Carl had never eaten them before.
And I fell in love with them last night. And I want to eat more. They're so good. Especially if they're cold. They're so good. I could see eating those as a snack or even with a meal.
Yeah, well, you can steam them. I mean, eating them raw, they're better.
I like them
for
raw.
Me. I like them raw too. But you can steam them. But I was looking at different blogs. I was just kind of reading through some things, looking for the benefits of sugar snap peas. And this one person, I don't know who she is. She's a blogger. She put on there, sugar snap peas are good for you because they're heart healthy. They're heart healthy because they're fat free.
Yeah. And
really,
you know, and see this, and you got to be careful what you say. You really do. Look, and that's on the heels of the U.S. government changing their position on fat. And more importantly, poised to withdraw the longstanding warnings about cholesterol. Oops, we were wrong.
Oops.
This is why they shouldn't be making dietary recommendations in the first place. They just shouldn't. I mean, let's face it. Where did this whole cholesterol thing come from? It came from the pharmaceutical agenda. That's where it came from. So they can make pills that are going to keep you from having heart. Guess what? You still have heart attacks even though your cholesterol is low. Do you know, I just heard something the other day.
They want everybody to be on statins.
There was recent research as a result of this discussion about recanting the position on cholesterol that some hospital kept track of over the course of a year, the number of people that were taken in. I got to find it so we can talk about it on the show more, but, a certain number of people were people who came to the emergency room with a heart, with an ischemic event. Their cholesterol was checked and they were all well under what is considered dangerous cholesterol levels. But yet they were showing up at the hospital with a heart attack.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this cat has been out of the bag for a long time, but I said our government isn't ready to do anything because the pharmaceutical company is saying, look, you got to give us time, to reposition these drugs and repurpose them because these are billions of dollars we can't lose just because we were wrong and we shortened so many lives with our incorrect information. The government said, okay, that's fine. We'll wait till you're ready. So apparently the statin industry has already moved, to anti-inflammatory. Well, statins are good because they reduce inflammation. That's going to be the new reason to take them now.
Here it says that the new view on cholesterol in food does not reverse warnings about high levels of bad cholesterol in the blood, which have been linked to heart disease. Moreover, some experts warn that people with particular health problems, such as diabetes, should continue to avoid cholesterol-rich diets.
But stay on statin drugs too, right?
Yes.
But keep in mind that statin drugs cause type 2 diabetes.
Yes.
Stop it now. Stop it.
Okay.
What's next? Anything else?
Well,
another reason to drink red wine. It could help you burn fat, study suggests. This wasn't the resveratrol discussion, was it?
I
didn't read it. I'm sorry.
That was the
exercise. It's equal to a bout of exercise. Drinking red grape juice or wine in moderation could improve the health of overweight people by helping them burn fat better. A new study indicates the findings suggest that consuming dark colored grapes, whether eating them or drinking juice or wine, might help people better manage obesity and related metabolic disorders such as fatty liver disease. It changes the hepatic landscape. It affects the liver, and they're saying that you can actually rid the body of fat. But here's the problem. Grapes are a better choice than wine because grapes don't have alcohol. It's not the alcohol that's the benefit. Otherwise, it would have only been seen in wine and not grape juice and grapes. You get it?
Yes, I got it.
Okay. So people are going to run out and drink wine. It's not the wine. It's the grapes. Eat more red grapes. That's all. And it may be the grape seeds that have some of the benefits. Who knows?
Make sure they are organic.
Oh, darn you. You and your elitist friends.
Okay. There was another study that just came out. I think it just came out the first of the year in January. Snacking on almonds may be possibly one of the best choices you can make. According to the new study, choosing almonds as opposed to other carbs may reduce the risk of heart
disease. Other carbs?
Yeah.
That's what it says?
That's what it says.
Almonds are a fat. Who wrote that article?
It says, as opposed to other carbs like white bread or muffins, may reduce the risk of heart disease by decreasing belly fat, the dangerous type of fat that can encircle our organs.
Okay, so almonds have very little carbohydrate, if any at all. They have high fat and a little bit of protein. So why would maybe she meant instead of consuming carbs, but she said other carbs. Because it's not a carb. It can't be considered a carbohydrate. It has negligible amounts of carbohydrates in it.
As opposed to carbs like white bread or muffins.
Okay. That makes more sense then. Other carbs. Do we have anything else?
Nope.
That's it. Okay, great. So we had a great week here at the Superhuman Nation. We got great shows planned for next week. I promise I'll have the...
If you're a middle-aged woman, as Catherine Webb from Sports Illustrated said... Mm-hmm. You may want to listen to Monday's show because we have a doctor from the UK coming on talking about ovarian cancer
and
risk
HRT.
And HRT.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be a very, very interesting discussion, I can promise you. So you'll want to tune into that. And we've got lots of great shows planned for next week, so please tune in then. Thank you for listening today and all week. We'll see you later.
Bye.